Hello and welcome to Random Draw, a trip through the vinyl archives of WTBR-FM. When WTBR moved to the new facilities here at Pittsfield Community Television, it brought along with it a tremendous asset, its vinyl collection, numbering nearly 20,000 pieces, including full albums, EPs, singles, and so much more. The purpose of this program is to take you back in time to the early days of WTBR when these records were brand new. I'm your host, David Cachet, and over the last few years, I've acted as sort of an archivist of this great collection. Just imagine, if you will, a wall full of records sorted into like cubbyholes with about 150 to 200 records in each section. I'm going to be choosing one of these sections to grab records from. I'm going to be randomly selecting records off the wall of our studios and playing them for you. That's right, playing the actual vinyl records that have been in the WTBR archives for decades. Now, each record in this catalog has a number on it that coincides with the order sort of in which it was received. Now, normally we would do it by year, but this week we're doing a special edition of the show where we're looking through our EPs and single collection. These are arranged a little differently. They're arranged alphabetically. So we're going to look through some artists in the section labeled V and W. So these are artists whose names, band names, names like that, start with the letters V or W. So some of them may be a little misfiled, but that's okay as far as a band name goes. But we're going to start with a group that does start with a V, and that's Vector. This is a Sacramento-based band who was sort of associated with the Christian rock scene in the 80s as their albums appeared on Christian rock labels, and it did sort of have some lyrics that would go along with that. Now, in 1985, they were releasing their second album, Please Stand By, on Exit Records, and they were releasing a single called I Can't Help Falling in Love, and here at WTBR it's listed as EP V45, so that's the 45th EP we have in our collection starting letter V. So here we are. This is Vector, who released four albums up until 1995. They went on a long hiatus, but finally released a new one in 2021. So here you go. Here's Vector with I Can't Help Falling in Love right now on Random Draw.
Love is not for me.
Vandenberg with Once in a Lifetime. Before that, we heard Van Stevenson with Modern Day Delilah. And we started off this look at the EPs in the V&W section with Vector and their song I Can't Help Falling in Love. Now, Van Stevenson and his song Modern Day Delilah was a 1984 single from his second album called Righteous Anger on MCA Records. And as a matter of fact, that's EP number EP-V28 here at WTBR. Now, the single went all the way to number 22 on the Hot 100, his biggest success. And the album went to number 54, also his biggest success that he had as a solo artist. A couple years after releasing a few solo albums in the early 90s, he would form the band Blackhawk with Henry Paul, and they would have a few albums out in the 90s and become a very successful country artist. Unfortunately, we lost Van Stevenson in 2001. So there you go. That was Van Stevenson with Modern Day Delilah. We followed that up with Vandenberg and their song Once in a Lifetime. This was a Dutch-American sort of heavy metal hard rock band formed by guitarist Adrian Vandenberg. They were putting out their third album, Alibi, on Atco Records in 1985. And the single here was EP number V29. And it has a big sticker on the front, Once in a Lifetime, from the forthcoming Vandenberg album, Alibi. After this album didn't really go anywhere, it was kind of like one of his final solo albums, he happened to be asked by singer David Coverdale if he wouldn't mind playing on a new album of his, and he ended up doing the guitar solo on the song Here I Go Again by Whitesnake. And then after that, he was asked to join the band permanently, and there he goes. So he joined Whitesnake shortly thereafter. He only played on a few albums for Whitesnake, but still, I mean, to play Here I Go Again, that's a giant hit, and to play, be able to play the solo on that, it's the only thing on the Whitesnake album, if you have that album from 87, it's the only part you hear Adrian Vandenberg play was just that one solo on the album. He's not heard in the rest of the album. So there you go. That was Vandenberg with Once in a Lifetime. All right, we're going to mix it up a little bit. We're going to listen to a track by The Tubes. Now, I told you this show is from artists in the alphabetically V to W. So The Tubes don't quite fit, but they are on a compilation of various artists. So there you go. It's a compilation put out by their label called Private Eye. That's the letter I. And there you go. This one features a few tracks by like Pointer Sisters and, of course, The Tubes. And The Tubes were a Bay Area band formed in the early 70s whose biggest hits were White Punks on Dope and She's a Beauty. They also appear in the movie Xanadu, so if you ever get a chance to watch that terrible film starring Olivia Newton-John and Michael Beck, and I think it's Gene Kelly. Yeah, that's a terrible film. By all means, get a chance to watch that movie. It's just fun to watch. So we're going to play a song for you called Out of Control by The Tubes, which I don't believe appears on any of their albums. So here you go. Here's The Tubes right now with Out of Control on Random Draw. Close the path. I think she's going over the door tonight. Warlock with All We Are. Before that, we heard from Wasp and their song Cries in the Night, and we started off this set of music with The Tubes and their song Out of Control. Now, Wasp were an early LA-based heavy metal band. They were sort of part of that whole Sunset Strip scene of music, you know, with Motley Crue, and I always think of them and like Cinderella and hair metal bands, and, you know, sure, I'm conflating some of these people being together in that same time frame, but they were on that scene, led by their singer, Blackie Lawless, who was a very colorful character. He's always the guy who wore, like, the circular saw blade in his codpiece and just weird kind of stuff. That single, Cries in the Night, was taken from their second album, The Last Command, which was released in 1985, and that was on Capitol Records, and the album itself peaked number 49 in the U.S. It was one of their bigger hits for Wasp, so again, that was their single, Cries in the Night. And we ended that set of music with Warlock and their song, All We Are. Warlock was a German heavy metal band led by a singer named Doro Petsch, who is the sort of rare female heavy metal singer in the heavy metal world. You don't really see too many female singers in male bands. You sometimes see all female bands and stuff, but you never see, it's the rare combo of the female singer. The single was from their fourth and final album, Triumph and Agony, which was on Polygram Records. And that was their only charting album in the United States and hit number 80. I think it did it on the back of that single, All We Are. I remember hearing that song a few times as a kid. It was always kind of funny to me because I think I remember hearing it once in gym class. A fellow student of mine brought in the tape and played that. And I was like, what the heck are we listening to? Shortly after this album came out, the band would sort of disband, but it would still go on as the group called Doro. I think legally she had to change the name to her first name, Doro, and not call it Warlock anymore, and she's the only original member of the band still to this day. So there you go. That was Warlock with All We Are. All right, we're going to take a quick break right now on Random Draw. We'll be right back in just a few minutes to listen to some more great tunes from our singles and EP collections in the V through W letters. So stay tuned right here on Random Draw.
Pittsfield Community Radio, 89.7 WTBR-FM Pittsfield, 88.1 WSBR Lee.
Support for WTBR comes from Berkshire Community College. Free community college for any Massachusetts resident without a bachelor's degree at BCC. Find out more at berkshirecc.edu. And from Sundrini Awnings and Home Improvement, providing awnings and canopies in Western Mass. Retractable awnings, retractable screens, gutter and gutter protection systems, commercial awnings and screen rooms, customized solutions available. Online at sundrini.com.
Every Sunday night at 10 p.m., something strange happens to the airwaves of WTBR-FM. It's called The Mix. It is an experience like no other on this part of the planet. Witness a collection of fresh and classic beats that are guaranteed to make you move. The best part is, it is mixed completely live, uncut, unedited. So, for an exciting end to the weekend, tune your radio to WTBR-FM Sunday nights from 10 to midnight for The Mix.
Do you have a favorite show on WTBR-FM? Did you miss the last episode? We've got good news for you. Most of our shows are now available on podcast. You can subscribe to your favorite and have the latest episode downloaded to your device automatically on Apple, Google, Amazon Music, Stitcher, or Overcast. Go to WTBRFM.com/podcasting and find out more today. WTBR-FM, for the love of radio.
My name is Courtney. I was born and raised here in the Berkshires. Substance use is in my family, in my friends' lives, and in my neighborhood. I have lost my marriage, my sister, and close friends. I am the voice of addiction. Addiction impacts all of us, not just those that are in active drug use. I carry Narcan because the person I save is someone's loved one. If I can save a life, I will. Recovery can start with a life saved.
Support for this public service announcement comes from Berkshire Community College and Park Square Productions.
PCTV Select is a great way to watch local content without having a cable subscription. You can keep up with the latest of what's going on in your community from anywhere in the world. And it's available for free right now. Watch live events in full HD on your TV, on your computer, or on the go with your mobile device. Or watch our large library of on-demand video programs anytime that's convenient for you. No more waiting until it's on TV. Did we mention it's free? PCTV Select is everywhere you need to be.
Hi, my name is Al Perlman, and I love jazz. Mostly jazz from the bebop and beyond period of the 40s, 50s, and 60s. I also love sharing my passion for jazz from my extensive jazz vinyl collection with listeners here in Berkshire County. So please join me on Sundays at 8 p.m. for my show Jazz Collector Live on WTBR-FM Pittsfield Community Radio.
Now, streaming live on the web, WTBRFM.com.
You undercook fish, believe it or not, jail. You overcook chicken, also jail. Undercook, overcook. You make an appointment with a dentist and you don't show up, believe it or not, jail, right away.
WTBR. And we are back here on Random Draw, where we've been listening to some great tunes from our singles and EP collection in the letters V through W range. And I just want to take this opportunity to remind you to subscribe to the podcast of Random Draw by visiting wherever you visit podcasts, as you just heard a few moments ago. The best place I always recommend to go to get the podcast is by visiting our website at WTBRFM.com. While you're there, you can check out the podcast of this show, the podcast of all the other great shows, see the full schedule of programming, submit your own idea for a program if you wish, and there's a giant button at the top that says Donate, and we more than appreciate anything you can do to help us out to keep the record spinning the lights on here at WTBR. All right, let's jump back into some music here, and we're going to jump right back into the W section of the EPs and singles with an artist by the name of Jack Wagner. We're going to listen to a track of his called Premonition, which is on EP W48. Jack Wagner is better known as an actor who appeared on such shows as General Hospital, The Bold and the Beautiful, and Melrose Place. This was the second single from his debut album, and it's a track we're going to listen to right now. It was that title track from his album All I Need was a big hit. The one we're going to listen to right now wasn't as much, but here we go. Here's Premonition right now by Jack Wagner on WTBR's Random Draw.
We'll be right back. She's a young whippersnapper. She even turned the gay guys on.
That was Young Whippersnapper by Video. Before that, we heard Book of Dreams by Suzanne Vega. And we started off the second half of the show with Jack Wagner and the dance remix of his single Premonition. That's right, that was a dance remix. That wasn't the original version from his album All I Need. Quick note on that All I Need album. That's one of those albums where it was started as an EP. Only five songs are originally on it. And then that first track, like I said, All I Need, became a number two hit for him and just went huge. So the label's like, wait, we need more songs. So they quickly got five more songs on there and turned it into a full album. And there you go, and released Premonition as a second single. So that was the dance remix of that song. All right, Suzanne Vega, who we played next, sort of a folk-inspired singer-songwriter who had her biggest hits, Luca and Tom's Diner. Now, this single is from her third album, Days of Open Hand, released in 1990. And that particular song that I played for you, Book of Dreams, hit number 8 on the Modern Rock Tracks. And, you know, so there you go. That was... It also has a live B-side. It has a little sticker on the front here, that, you know, from Suzanne Vega. And this is EP number V-61 here at WTBR, and that was on A&M Records. So there you go. I always think of Suzanne Vega now. The Tom's Diner song was co-opted by Fall Out Boy for one of their big hit singles, sort of the instrumental backing track. And I always think of her now as every time I hear... that Fall Out Boy song before a football game or something. It's like, hey, Suzanne Vega. No, that's right. It's not Suzanne Vega. So there you go. That was Suzanne Vega with Book of Dreams. And that last track we played for you was Young Whippersnapper by Video. That's spelled V-I-D-E-E-O. I could not find much out about this group other than the fact that they probably put out a song that we played for you that you couldn't really release nowadays. But this one, from what I could see, was their third and final single. I don't think they put out any sort of full albums or anything. I couldn't find anything more about them. They were on a label based in Houston, so I'm hoping maybe they're from the Houston area. But there you go. It was, you know, so again, not much to tell you about the group Video. I just thought it was kind of a funky little track that we pulled out of the sessions here, and that's EP number EP V3. So only the third one that we had in the letter V section. All right, we got time for a little bit more music, and I'm going to play a really long song. So we're going to finish up with the longest type of song. It's by one of the best artists and best guitarists of all time, and that's Stevie Ray Vaughan. We're going to play his cover of a Jimi Hendrix song, Voodoo Child's Light Return. And this song is the B-side on this EP. The A-side is sort of a double A-side of Couldn't Stand the Weather and Cold Shot, sort of the two bigger songs off of the Couldn't Stand the Weather album. And that was his second album, released in 1984. And it peaked at number 31 on the U.S. album charts, which was the highest charting album of his career, unfortunately, in his lifetime. After he passed away, about a month after he passed away in 1990, his album Family Style, he recorded with his brother Jimmy Vaughan, went all the way up to number 7 and was the biggest hit of his career. So unfortunately, that's the way it usually goes with artists. They don't get their big hits until they're not around to appreciate it anymore. So again, we're going to listen to this great cover version of Voodoo Child right now by Stevie Ray Vaughan. So here you go. Here's Voodoo Child right now on Random Draw.
back to you the rest of my day.
Right, that was Stevie Ray Vaughan with Voodoo Child, Slight Return. It's the only track in the final block of music here on Random Draw, but when you get a chance to listen to a song like that, you got to take it. Even though it was the B-side on this EP single that we had in our collection catalog, number EP-V19, here at WTBR again. You can't not take the opportunity to listen to something like that. All right, so again, that was Voodoo Child, Slight Return, the Hendrix cover by Stevie Ray Vaughan. That wraps it up for us here at Random Draw. If you'd like to learn more about WTBR or even have an idea for your own show, please visit WTBRFM.com. So until next time here on Random Draw, I've been your host, Dave Cachet, and we'll see you later.